Kyler Murray chooses the NFL over baseball, he made the right decision. And I will tell you why he made the right decision. Because it is not about the minor leagues and traveling in a bus in Dubuque or Midland or wherever. It is because of this. I've never played quarterback in football, but I imagine playing quarterback in football has to be one of the coolest jobs in sports in that it is all on you. This is about the long term. And think about the quarterback. The quarterback controls every single game. You have the biggest impact on wins and losses. If you are a quarterback in football, you're kind of like a starting pitcher in baseball, except you pitch every single game, and you pitch a complete game almost every single time unless you actually get hurt. I can think of a few bigger discrepancies between being a quarterback in football as opposed to being like a second baseman in baseball, a third baseman, a center fielder, where you can be great. You can be Mike Trout, who is basically building up a Mickey Mantle-like career and has never made the playoffs one time.
That's a very good point, Mike. And it reminds me of something that Michael Lombardi said during the season where, you know, he said everybody loves to say, oh, quarterback wins isn't a stat, you know, and it's so ridiculous when you bring up quarterback wins because it is. It's kind of like pitcher wins. It doesn't mean that much. But show me the great quarterbacks who have multiple losing seasons or bad season.
Matthew Stafford.
Show me that, right. Well, I said great quarterbacks. Exactly. That's exactly my point. The great quarterbacks don't have multiple horrendous seasons. They might have one bad year where they go 6-10 or something, but largely the really good quarterbacks end up winning a lot of football games. They probably have the greatest war, the wins above replacement of any position in sports.
Agreed.
Other than a women's softball pitcher. So that's where I agree with you. My question would be, exactly, is that the reason he made the decision? Is it financial or is it love of the game? I talked to a scout who said that when they were visiting Oklahoma before this year, it was always kind of don't bother with Kyler Murray proposition. It was like, wow, can you imagine? Wow, what a tantalizing thing that would be, but he's all about baseball. So all of this has been sprung on NFL scouts in the NFL world relatively quickly, within the last 6 months, because they all thought, okay, he's destined for baseball. Kyler Murray is in the same boat. Like, Kyler Murray, 6 months ago, genuinely thought he was destined to play baseball. So he's had to process all of this in a relatively short amount of time, and that's why I'm starting to lean towards really giving him a break for the stuff that happened in the Dan Patrick interview, because he's had to think about the very thing that you just brought up. Like, okay, wow, this is what it's like to be a big-time quarterback. I know we won 3 state championships in high school, don't get me wrong, but this is what it's like. This is what my future could be. And frankly, from a financial standpoint, too, it's probably more likely that he's going to make at least 10. If he gets drafted in the first round, he'll probably make at least $10 million in the NFL. There's a real good chance, as long as he just works out. Whereas with baseball, he's made his $4 million that he has to give back now, by the way. But he would have made his $4 million and might never actually make the major leagues. He gets to step right into the major leagues in football.
He's going to have to cut the cord with Daddy-O, ain't he? I mean,
I don't know why.
I feel that he's in a spot where, would an NFL team want to deal with his dad when there are rumors that this was something that he was sort of a little over involved with at Texas A&M?
What about Eli Manning?
See, and I'm
daddy
wondering.
Daddy was pretty involved
there.
Because
I was about
and
to bring that up.
Daddy was a former professional athlete there, too. I say when you're dealing with a kid whose father was a former professional athlete, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, these guys actually know what they're talking about. Well, they're not meddling parents. Like, they actually know the deal.
Well, I think you, Seth, are uniquely qualified to talk about this because when you played for the Texans, David Carr's family seemed to be around an awful lot.
Mr. Carr, not a former pro.
Not a former pro.
that I know of, yeah.
Did that bother people in the locker room?
I mean, you know what? It didn't bother anybody, but it was always kind of weird. It got to a point where they asked Mr. Carr not to be on the sidelines anymore during practice, and Derek Carr was out. Like, the whole Carr family was out there. The whole clan was out there.
I don't like that.
The brothers were out there throwing the football around. But it got to a point where other players were asking if their parents could come out and watch during practice, and Dom Capers realized, all right, well, like, we can't have this be like one big old family reunion every day. So why I don't want to tell these other parents no, but allow David's family on. And I think they talked to David about it and it was no big deal.
For context's sake, Kevin Murray, Kyler's dad, played. He got a cup of coffee, essentially, in the offseason with the 49ers in 1988, and he played for the Calgary Stampeders as well. Is it a little different, Seth, where we're talking about Kevin Murray versus
that is a good point.
Archie Manning? Because Archie Manning was considered a very good NFL player.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in my mind, I kind of mix Kyler Murray up with Pat Mahomes and like other like young, well,
for
young,
a second,
young I, quarterbacks, his father's like, I put him at the same level. I'm like, oh yeah, where Pat Mahomes Sr. was a bona fide pro. Kyler Murray's dad, if anything, was like the disgruntled pro that never got his chance.
Or he's like Kyler LeVar Murray's dad Ball, is, maybe.
Kyler Murray's dad is still like, I could throw a football over them thar mountains. Okay, that's a very, very good point, Ball.
Because LeVar Ball's dad, Lonzo Ball's dad, LeVar Ball, he played with the Carolina Panthers for an offseason or something like that?
Yeah. Well, LeVar, he played for Washington State in basketball. I know that.
So. And I think he got a cup of coffee with an NFL team during an offseason. Maybe it was the Jets. I'm not 100% sure, but from a professional standpoint, I mean,
yeah,
that's
right.
About as close as it got for LeVar.
Murray arrived at, yeah.
We're discussing Kyler Murray's decision to pick the NFL over baseball. I think it's absolutely the right decision, because what is cooler than being a quarterback in football? And we're also discussing the impact of his dad. I agree with Paul that I was very bothered by Kyler Murray constantly looking at his father during that Dan Patrick interview from about 10 days ago. And I think the difference between Archie Manning and someone like Kevin Murray is Archie Manning, I view more as like a kingmaker, in that he's going to be pulling the strings as far as, I don't want my kids to play for the Chargers and I'll try to force his way to the Giants. But I don't think Archie Manning is... Archie Manning has too many things going on to be going to practice every day.
So what was Kevin Murray's deal? Was he like a car family? Is he a helicopter dad? Calvin, his younger brother, Kevin Murray's younger brother, and Kyler Murray's uncle was Calvin Murray, who played like 5 years in Major League Baseball. So he knows a few things about the business of baseball. There's at least the family influence is okay. Are you more concerned about the fact that during that interview with Dan Patrick, Kyler Murray looked like he was looking to his dad for advice? Like, what do I say here?
It was looking like he wanted to just defer to his dad for everything. And I think when you're an NFL quarterback, don't you need to cut the cord just to get the respect of your teammates?
I worry about these baseball kids a lot, because I've spent time around football kids and I've spent time around baseball kids. Baseball kids, like to generalize very much so here, there's a whole lot of parental involvement in the whole process. Like they're helicoptering them over. They're going travel league every single weekend.
All those leagues.
And it's all good and it's wholesome and everything.
But it's annoying.
But it's a different where football is kind of like drop, you know, kick the kid out of the car and then come back 3 hours later.
Yes.
And they've made their own way in the football world. And does Kyler Murray have that going for him? I don't know.
All right, here's what I don't know. I know it's tough to evaluate somebody else's decision with their career, because that's one of the most personal things that you can do. I think Kyler made the right decision. Just the way I view baseball players and quarterbacks, I think he made the right decision. Where do you guys stand?
I think someone told him, and by someone I mean an NFL team told him, multiple NFL teams for that matter, had to have told Kyler Murray he'd be a first-round pick.
Right.
And because otherwise, why would he make this declaration? And then you look at some of the teams that probably need quarterbacks this offseason, just in the draft. 4th overall, the Raiders. 6th overall, the Giants, though the Giants reportedly think he's too small. 7th overall, the Jaguars. 10th overall, the Broncos, who reportedly don't like Case Keenum. 11th overall, the Bengals have Andy Dalton, and they have a new head coach. 13th overall, the Miami Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill's going to be cut. Washington Redskins at 15. Alex Smith is hurt. He might never play again. And at 19, the Tennessee Titans. You know how I feel about Marcus Mariota. So there are a lot of teams that could take a look at Kyler Murray at the top of the first round that could also trade into the back of the second round to maybe get him.
Well, Mike, you asked if Kyler Murray made the right decision. I agree with Paul. I think that somebody said he got enough input. I don't know how many people would say you're definitely going in the first round, because everybody knows they could easily be wrong. But if you look at the timeline, I think that Kyler Murray was waiting for a reason to give up $4.5 million. Like, that's where I'll have a little bit more empathy and cut him a break a little bit, is that's the decision he was making. If he really genuinely wanted to play football, he needed to think, all right, I'm giving up. I have to turn over $4.5 million to the Oakland A's. I want to be pretty damn sure I'm about to get a first round contract.
One minor administrative note: he's seen like $1.3 million of that. He has to give back $1.2 million.
Yeah, I know. No. Okay. All right.
He gets 100,000.
But he has to cut up a check. Can we count? Okay, what's it called? Accounts due. He's got $4.5 million in accounts receivable. All right, that's an asset. He's giving back $4.5 million of accounts receivable. All he had to do was show up to spring training and not get suspended for something. He was going to make $4.5 million.
That's true. Yes, yeah. He would have gotten that money.
I understand that he doesn't have to cut them a check for $4.5 million.
I just wanted to make just that minor point clear. I wasn't sure if I should mention that derail.
Accounting. Tell me that. Did I say cash? Did I say give back $4.5 million in cash?
You did not say cash.
I said you had to give back $4.5 million. We're coming up on tax season. I know there's accountants out there that are awake. Tell me if I was accurate in saying he had to give back $4.5 million. If he had $4.5 million in wages due as long as he completed it.
Fair enough. I think to Paul's point, I don't think it's as much that Kyler Murray got a guarantee from a specific team or teams that he would go in the first round. I think it's more that he and his camp, his family, were talking to NFL teams. And I think what they said is something along the lines of, hey, if you want to be a franchise quarterback, we see enough. But for you to be a first-round pick, you've got to declare early. I think that was the tenor of the conversation.